This is an audio test for the Salem Red Sox against the Delmarva Shorebirds, game number one of the series. This is an audio test for microphone number two between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. We welcome you inside Salem Memorial Ballpark and happy Tuesday morning as the Red Sox begin their longest homestand of the season. 12 games in 13 days, and it all begins today against the 19-37 Delmarva Shorebirds. For the first time this season, the Shorebirds travel from Salisbury, Maryland, down here to Salem, Virginia for a six-game series. Let's get you the Shorebirds starting lineup here for game one of the series. Center fielder number four, Luis Valdez, gets us started, followed by the right fielder in number nine, Heston Kerstad. The third baseman, number 27, Noel Burt Romero, is then followed by the cleanup hitter in left fielder number 19, Trenton Craig. The second baseman, number 15, Frederick Bancosmi, bats fifth, followed by the shortstop and number 17, Isaac De Leon. The first baseman, number 45, Creed Williams, bats seventh, while the Shorebirds' designated hitter in number 38, Steven Acevedo, bats eighth, and then the catcher, number 28, Wilkin Grumow, rounds up the order for the Shorebirds. Today, they'll be going against number 29, Weikelman Gonzalez, 2-2 record on the season for the Salem Red Sox, as he tries to grab his third win of the year today. He's got a 4.42 ERA. He's making his 12th start. Got 38 2/3 innings of work underneath of him with 32 hits allowed, 19 earned runs as well. He has walked 23 batters. He has struck out 48. And opponents bat 224 against Gonzalez. Well, the Salem Red Sox had a tough stretch down in Charleston, South Carolina, losing all six games of the series. So it's been almost a back-and-forth kind of month of June for the Salem Red Sox as they got the six-game sweep the last time here at Salem Memorial Ballpark over the Columbia Fireflies, and then they get swept down by the River Dogs down in Charleston. And we're all set and ready to go as Valdez steps into the batter's box. Gonzalez takes a long look into the zone, steps and fires, and the pitch is upstairs for ball number one, 11:08 a.m., I should say, for first pitch. 78 degrees and mostly cloudy skies, a high of 96 today as Valdez left side infield scooped by Jordan, and the throw over to Cavadas is in time for the first out of the game. Jordan was playing on that left inside corner out of third base position, but he's able to get the great scoop and make a good throw on over to first base in time. So Salem Red Sox get swept for the first time this season down in Charleston, and they drop to a 28-29 record as the first pitch in the way to Kerstad is upstairs for ball number one. Although losing six straight games is the longest losing streak in the Carolina League at the time, they only sit two games back of the Carolina League North as Kerstad pounds this down the left field line and out of play, and the count will go to one ball and one strike. A three-way tie in the Carolina League North Division. The Carolina Mudcats, the Lynchburg Killcats, and Fredericksburg Nationals all tied for first as the 1-1 goes up and away for ball number two. Red Sox very fortunate to be two games back with nine games to go in the first half of the season. All nine played right here at Carilion Clinic Field. A 2-1 pitch, and that's in the zone for strike number two. Kerstad watched it come the whole way. Heston Kerstad making his first appearance of the Baltimore Orioles organization this past week against Fayetteville. Miss for strike number three, and Wykelman Gonzalez has his first strikeout of the game. Two down in the top of the first. Still scoreless between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Let's get you the defensive alignment today for Salem. Keir Meredith out in left field. Phillip Sykes at center. Tyler Miller at right field. We go into the infield. It's the third baseman, Blaze Jordan, and the shortstop, Marcelo Mider, on the left side. While Edison Paulino is at second, Nico Cavadas at first. Jose Garcia behind the plate, the other half of the battery, as Gonzalez fires a pitch low and outside for ball number one. Noelbert Romero comes to the plate, the third baseman for the Shorebirds, a 236 hitter on the season for Delmarva. 1-0 pitch, that's low and inside, and the count will go 2-0. I don't know if you guys can hear through our field mics, but it is camp day at the ballpark. A young crowd here showing their support for the Salem Red Sox. The 2-0 pitch goes upstairs for ball number three. Hopefully they applied some sunscreen. Although we have some cloudy conditions in the area, we can approach the mid-90s into the later half of today's game. Three straight balls from Gonzalez, the 3-0, and that goes into the zone for strike number one. Today's umpiring crew, Elliot Melton, is behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, while Chaz Patterson is out on the base path today. Stands just on to the right of first base. 3-1 pitch, and that's above the zone for ball four. And on a five-pitch at-bat, the Shorebirds get their first base runner of the game. It's Romero with the walk with two outs. Scoreless between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Today, the Red Sox are repping their dark blue uniform with the red lettering and numbering on the front and the back of the uniform with the white baseball pants, while the Shorebirds, very similar to Baltimore, a black jersey with the orange lettering and numbering on the front and the back and the gray baseball pants. First pitch on the way to Trenton Craig is outside for ball one, a 258 hitter on the season with two home runs and 19 RBIs. As a base runner on first base after Romero got the walk. Cavada's at the bag at first, but no check over yet by Gonzalez. And now the 1-0 goes high in it by Craig, and the count's 2-0. Gonzalez having a little trouble finding the zone. Of his last seven pitches, six have missed the zone. And another Shorebird batter has a lead in the at-bat. 2-0 count, pitch, and Gonzalez will be fortunate to see this one count as a strike as Craig will foul it up into the screen behind the plate for strike number one. 325 to the left field corner, 325 to the right field corner. 401 to straightaway center. A little bit of breeze going out towards left field. 2-1 pitch, and Craig will put this into play. It's a blooper down the right field line. It will fall just right of the line for a foul ball, and the count will run even at two balls and two strikes with two away. So the Shorebirds sit 10.5 games back of the Carolina League North Division, and not enough games for them to catch up on the season. But it's a Delmarva team at times that has tried to find some groove here in 2022, and the 2-2 pitch will be fouled off into the screen behind the plate. But the five remaining teams in the Carolina League North Division are all separated by three games, all the way from the Mudcats at the top to the Downeast Ducks, who currently sit at fifth. So another 2-2 pitch. Gonzalez fires away. This goes low and outside. A good block by Garcia, and the count goes 3-2. Jose Garcia, last-minute replacement in the lineup. It was currently slated, or was originally scheduled to be Nathan Hickey behind the dish tonight, but Jose Garcia gets the start instead, and replacement of Hickey. 3-2 pitch, the runner goes, and it's swung on and missed for strike number three. And Gonzalez grabs two punch-outs in the top of the first. He only walks one batter. That came against Romero with two outs, but a scoreless game between Salem and Delmarva. As you go to the bottom of the first inning, our first look at the Red Sox offense today, as they will go against 29 of Delmarva when we come back here at MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning, score is 0-0 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Juan de los Santos comes to the mound for the Delmarva Shorebirds as he looks to try to start off another good slate as Edison Paulino showing bunt and pulling back on a fastball that goes upstairs for ball number one. Well, let's get you the Salem Red Sox starting lineup today. Saw Edison Paulino at the plate right now. He leads off the order, followed by the Red Sox designated hitter and number 19 Brandon again, but pulls back on a pitch on the outside for ball number two. Shortstop number 10 Marcelo Meyer bats third, while the catcher number 3 Jose Garcia bats fourth. The 2-0 pitch misses low and inside, and a 3-0 count for Paulino. The third baseman number 24 Blaze Jordan bats fifth, followed by the first baseman number 12 Nico Cavadas, and the 3-0 pitch to Paulino goes right down Broadway for De Los Santos' first strike of the game. Bottom three in the order, it's center fielder number 27, Phillip Sykes, right fielder number 14, Tyler Miller, and left fielder number 1, Keir Meredith. The 3-1 pitch goes upstairs for ball number 4, and Edison Paulino will get a free pass to first, and the first batter of the game for the Salem Red Sox. He's also the first base runner of the game as well. Not bad to get the leadoff guy on for Salem to get the game underway. And now we'll see Bonassi come to the plate. The switch hitter will get into the left-hander batter's box against the right-hander and De Los Santos. Paulino with a little lead at first. First pitch of Bonassi is popped up to our left side and goes out of play for strike number one. De Los Santos, a 2-6 record this season with a 3.62 ERA. Not a bad ERA when you consider the record as Paulino takes off on the 0-1 pitch. It's inside for ball one, and Paulino slides safely into second, and he gets the stolen base. And for the first time today, the Salem Red Sox have a runner in scoring position. Well, we knew that Paulino was going to have that ability to take off towards second. One of the best base stealers in the Salem Red Sox team. That's now stolen base number 9 of the year for Paulino. 1-1 pitch to Bonassi, and this will be right back down the left side and out of play, and the count will go 1-2. Like I was saying about De Los Santos, the sub-4 ERA as a starting pitcher with a 2-6 record isn't all too bad. He's making his 11th start of the season. This is his 12th appearance for the Shorebirds in 2022. 1-2 pitch to Bonassi, and he drives this down the left field line and goes out of play again, and the count will hold at 1-2. Get his first out of the game. He'll be at 50 innings pitch on the year as he has a 49 2/3. He's allowed 46 hits and 20 earned runs. And here's the 1-2 pitch, and it goes just above the glove and off of it of the catcher of Delmarva, and Paulino will get all the way to third. Grujal was unable to make the catch on a breaking ball that went above the zone, and it deflected off the glove and rolled towards the backstop, and Paulino was able to advance to third on the pass ball, and now with nobody out, Edison Paulino's at third base with a 2-2 count coming up for Benassi. The Shorebirds infield creeps in a bit to the infield grass, and here's the 2-2 pitch to Benassi. He will pop this up into the screen behind the plate for the count to stay at 2-2. De Los Santos has walked 19 batters this season, striking out 58. Opponents at 245 against a 6'4" pitcher of Delmarva. Another 2-2 pitch coming up. De Los Santos steps in and fires. Bonassi swings and misses for strike number three. And the Shorebirds have their first out of the game as Bonassi goes down. So Paulino holds at third base in the 0-0 ball game between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. And Marcelo Meyer comes to the plate for Salem. The shortstop with 23 RBIs on the year, looking to grow that number a bit. 324 on the season as well. Had a huge week down in Charleston, South Carolina. Three home runs against the River Dogs. On the first pitch Meyer sees, he swings and foul tips it towards the batter's box. Or should I say, the on-deck circle of Delmarva for strike number one. Still no hits in this ball game, no runs either. But Paulino at third base after getting walked, stole a base, and then advanced to third on a pass ball. The 0-1 pitch, and Meyer, line drive catch is made by Ben Cosme at second. And that will be the second out of the inning. Infield creeped in a bit there as well for the Marcelo Meyer at bat, and a line drive that went straight. You can see Ben Cosme at second base wiping off the hand a bit as he's making sure that he is able to, after the pain that he had with making that catch. So maybe a little bit more of a lineup change. Thought it was going to be Garcia batting cleanup. It's actually Nico Cavadez who bats fourth in the order. And he will take the first pitch as it's into the zone for strike number one. So possibly Jose Garcia taking over Nico Cavadez's spot for sixth in the order. And here's the 0-1 pitch to Cavadez, and it's just outside for ball number one. Even count of one ball and one strike, bottom of the first inning between Salem and Delmarva. Edison Paulino is at third base for the Red Sox. He's been there since there were zero outs on the board here in the bottom of the first. And Delmarva almost out of the inning. 1-1 pitch to Cavadez, and it goes upstairs and off the glove again to Grojal. Paulino to the plate, no throw, and he touches home for the first run of the game. Salem leads 1-0 as Paulino advances on another pass ball. And he works his way around the base path in unique fashion, but that's exactly how Edison Paulino does it. And he gives the Red Sox the early 1-0 advantage. Well, it takes a little bit of pressure off this at-bat for Nico Cavadez, as the count is now 2-1. De Los Santos steps in and fires a pitch on the outside for ball three. So Cavadez, the first baseman today for the Salem Red Sox, bats .253 on the year and has a hitter's pitch coming up with the base paths clear. Here's the 3-1, and Cavadez rips this down the right field line, and that is out of here. A solo home run for Nico Cavadez, and he makes this a 2-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox. Well, we saw the hitter's pitch, and there was no doubt as it hit off the barrel of Cavadez and flew over the right field wall that one was going to be playable for Kershaw using a big bomb of the first inning. Two runs now. First hit of the ball game as well. And it gives Cavadez another home run on the season. So Blaze Jordan comes to the plate and dodges on the pitch that goes high and inside for ball number one. And for Cavadez, that is home run number eight. Now leads all Salem Red Sox batters as Jordan takes the 1-0 pitch as it hits the zone for strike number one. So 1-1 strike, De Los Santos fires, and Jordan fouls this off towards the Delmarva dugout and the count goes 1-2. Looking at the Shorebirds lineup, Craig is out at left field, Valdez at center field, Kerstad at right field. 1-2 pitch to Jordan and just outside for ball two. Romero at third base, De Leon at shortstop, Van Cosme at second, Williams at first, Grujal behind the plate, and De Los Santos at the mound. The 2-2 pitch goes low and outside for ball number three, and a full count is coming up for Blaze Jordan. So here's the full count. De Los Santos fires in. Jordan pops this up. It might be playable, but it does get out of play a few rows up behind home plate. And that will hold the count at 3-2. Salem leads 2-0 over Delmarva on this Tuesday morning. The start of a six-game series between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds. A good start here from Salem. 3-2 pitch. Jordan rips this up the middle. It gets through for a base hit. Jordan's single continues this inning with two outs in the bottom of the first. And now we'll see Tyler Miller come to the plate for the Salem Red Sox. So all sorts of confusion with the lineup after that last-minute change. So Miller, who was originally scheduled to bat eighth in the order, now batting sixth for the Red Sox. And the left-handed batter will come to the plate with two outs and a runner on first. De Los Santos fires the first pitch, and Miller pops his up down the left field line and heads out of play, and the count will go to 0-1. At Salem Memorial Ballpark, not only the Red Sox have a 2-0 lead, the kids enjoying that early start. The 0-1 pitch, Miller, three bouncer over to the left side of the infield. It's scooped up by Romero, and the throw gets over the glove of Williams. Both runners will be safe as Jordan gets the third, and Miller gets in the second. And Delmarva had an opportunity of getting out of this inning, but it extends as now two runners are in scoring position and Phillip Sykes comes to the plate. Well, when it was scooped up by Romero, he took a look over at second base and then fired a ball over to Williams at first base, and it went over the glove of the Shorebirds number 45, and Jordan was able to move all the way to third, and then Miller gets the second, and now we're going to have a meeting with the pitching coach. Joe Hemacher coming out to the mound to talk with his pitcher and De Los Santos, and the Red Sox enjoying an early start. It's 2-0, and they're looking to add on a little bit more as Phillip Sykes will come to the plate with two runners in scoring position with Blaze Jordan at third and Tyler Miller at second. First air of the ballgame as well for Delmarva. And that makes it three straight batters who have gotten on safely for the Salem Red Sox, dating back to the Nico Cavadez solo home run. First pitch to Sykes. It goes low and inside for ball number one. The air will go against the third baseman of Romero. And Sykes, who was originally designated to bat seventh in the order, he's still at the same spot, and he pops up the 1-0 pitch. It's a can of corn as it will stay in the infield. The shortstop, De Leon, will call everyone off and make the grab for the third out of the inning, but not before the Salem Red Sox make an early impact in this early ball game. Two runs in the bottom of the first, and they second here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the second inning as the Salem Red Sox lead 2-0 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. For the Shorebirds coming up, it will be 5, 6, and 7. As the first batter up is Frederick Van Cosme. He shows the bunt sign and pulls back, but the pitch goes outside for ball number one. Gonzalez out for another inning of work as he fires the 0-1 pitch outside for ball number one. In the top of the first for Gonzalez, and now the 1-1 pitch fires away. It goes into the zone for strike number one. Van Cosme was almost dodging that pitch, but it went right down the middle, according to Elliot Melton. And now he's behind the count, 1-2. Here's the pitch from Gonzalez. It'll be blooped up to the left side of the infield, and caught on the fly is Blaze Jordan for the first out of the inning. So another first out of the inning goes Blaze Jordan's way. He got the ground out in the top of the first, and then he catches a pop-up here in the second. So Isaiah De Leon will come to the plate for his first at-bat of the game. A 190 hitter on the season, and he'll watch the first pitch go down the middle at 95 for strike number one. We'll also see the first baseman at number 45, Creed Williams, bat in this inning. The 0-1 pitch, and that one misses upstairs for ball number one. So the Red Sox lead 2-0 over Delmarva with one away in the top of the second. And Gonzalez will step in and fire the 1-1 pitch. This will be blooped up again, this time to the right side of the infield. Cavadas comes in, calls everyone off, and makes the grab for the second out of the inning. So two swings that we have seen from Van Cosme and now De Leon that have hit off the almost end of the barrel, or should I say the handle area of the barrel, and have stayed within the infield and has been routine plays for our corner infielders of the Red Sox. So Creed Williams sees the first pitch and drives this deep out towards center field. It comes back to its left a bit because of the wind, and for that reason, Phillip Sykes doesn't have to move quite that much to make the grab for the third out of the inning. Well, that was nice work there from Weichelman Gonzalez, a 1-2-3 inning with three pop-ups, and Salem Red Sox lead 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the second here on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the second inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds 2-0, as we'll see 8-9-1 due up for Salem here in the second. Jose Garcia, I feel like we've been trying to get this guy to the plate for a long time now, but he will lead off the second inning and watch the first pitch catch the outside corner for strike number one. A 240 hitter on the season for Salem. And he will foul the 0-1 pitch up to the way by the Happy Campers for strike number two. One home run on the season, six RBIs for one of the four catchers on the Salem Red Sox roster. The 0-2 pitch to Garcia, he takes it, and the pitch gets him looking for strike number three. And that's the second strikeout of the game for Juan De Los Santos, and it gets the second inning underway. Three pitches, three strikes. Not a bad start to the second for the Delmarva starter. Threw 30 pitches in that first inning for Delmarva. And the first pitch he fires to keep for ball number one. 1-0 pitch, and it will go outside for ball number two. The kids chanting out, "Go Red Sox." Using a lot of energy here in the first few innings of the game. And the 2-0 pitch goes over the glove of Gruyao towards the backstop for ball number three. So Keir Meredith rounds up the order for the Salem Red Sox. We'll see Edison Paulino up next, who currently is on deck. So the 3-0 pitch to Meredith. De Los Santos fires, and it goes upstairs and away for ball number four. A four-pitch walk to Keir Meredith, and that will get the first base runner aboard for Salem here in the second. One away in the second. It's a 2-0 lead for the Salem Red Sox, and we flip that lineup card. It goes back to the top of the order, where we see Edison Paulino come to the plate. Two walks allowed by De Los Santos in the early going from Salem. Meredith with a little lead at first. Now he takes off, and Paulino foul tips the first pitch he sees. So Salem's number one has to go back to first, and the count's now 0-1 to Paulino. After his leadoff walk in the first inning, Paulino stole his ninth base of the year and then advanced on two pass balls by De Los Santos to score the first run of the game. It gave Salem a 1-0 lead for a few minutes. Paulino watches the 0-1 pitch go outside, and it misses for ball number one. And the count's now even of one ball and one strike. Meredith with another big lead at first. De Los Santos now checking back in on Meredith. But the throw was a little low to Williams, and no tag was ever made from the Shorebirds' first baseman. Still having that breeze out towards left field here at the ballpark. We're seeing some blue in the sky for the first time today. The temperature starting to ramp up a little bit here. Meredith takes off on the 1-1 pitch upstairs to ball two. The tag by the shortstop of De Leon is not in time, and Meredith gets the stolen base. And now the Red Sox have a runner in scoring position with one away in the bottom of the second. Also great patience from Paulino to not bunt pitch. And now he has a lead in the at-bat. Here's the 2-1 to Paulino. It's upstairs for ball number three. Hitter's pitch coming up for Edison Paulino. Well, for Keir Meredith, that stolen base gives the number eight on the year. He's been perfect so far. Eight stolen base attempts, eight of them have been successful. 3-1 pitch to Paulino, and he'll hold on a pitch that goes low for ball number four. And for the second time today, Edison Paulino will walk on five pitches. Paulino will enjoy any opportunity that he gets to get on base. And he does so again. Already has a run today, as previously mentioned. Both runners on first and second. Brayer Bonassi, who struck out swinging his first time up in the last inning, look to try to get on base for the first time today as well. He's got some great speed on the base pass with Meredith and Paulino. And Bonassi looking to try to add into that 15 RBI total. De Los Santos' first pitch goes outside for ball number one. And he can just tell that the Delmarva right-handed pitcher is having a little bit of a control issue right now. And it's the fifth straight pitch and has missed the zone from De Los Santos. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that one goes outside again for ball number two. He's trying to use that fastball. That one at 94 miles per hour. De Los Santos can definitely hit the height and velocity, those mid to upper 90s as a starter. And now here's the 2-0 pitch, and Bonassi swings and misses for strike number one. And for Delmarva's number 29, that's got to be a good feeling. Picking up that strike to make the count two balls and one strike. 2-0 game. Salem leads Delmarva in the bottom of the second. One out here in the inning. Got the leadoff batter of Garcia, but two Salem Red Sox. Bonassi watches the breaking ball on the 2-1 pitch, and it catches the zone for strike number two. So an even count of two balls and two strikes with one away. The Los Santos, a long look at Meredith. And now stepping and fire to 2-2. Bonassi puts it in play. Two bounce to the third baseman. Could be a double play. Throw for the second in time. And the first as well. It's a 5-4-3 double play to get out of the inning. The Red Sox strand two batters, or should I say two runners, in the second. As the Red Sox continue to lead 2-0 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll come back for the third inning as we'll get to see 8-9-1 of the Delmarva batting order when we come back on MILB.TV. Top of the third inning, the Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds by the score of 2-0. As Joaquin Gonzalez starts off the inning with a pitch upstairs for ball number one. Steven Acevedo comes to the plate, the number eight batter in the order. We'll see Wilkin Gruyao as well in the inning as the 1-0 pitch misses the zone for ball number two. We'll also see the top of the order, Luis Valdez making a second at-bat in this inning as well. As a 2-0 pitch from Gonzalez catches the bottom inside corner for the first strike of the inning. Well, Salem picks up two runs in the bottom of the first. No offense in the second from either side. And the 2-1 pitch is high and away for ball number three. 3-1 count to Acevedo. He's looking for his first hit of the season. And on 3-1 pitch, it misses above the zone for ball number four. And for that walk, it's allowing the first base runner for Delmarva to get aboard since the first inning. Wilkin Gruyao, the catcher for the Shorebirds, will step up to the plate. Number nine hitter in the order already got a batter aboard. Maybe could be a sign of some good things to come for Delmarva in the third inning as they still seek their first hit of the game. No hits on the season for Gruyao. And Gonzalez fires the first pitch and it catches the zone right down the middle at 95 miles per hour for strike number one. So Gonzalez, one of the higher-rated prospects in the Salem Red Sox organization, looks like he might get two starts this week as the runner takes off. The pitch goes low, and it hops in front of Garcia. So no throw to second, and Acevedo is able to get a stolen base on it. Opportunity for Garcia. It was a solid job by Acevedo. Once the ball spiked in front of the glove of Garcia and went over his head towards the backstop, that was pretty much a wrap. And the Delmarva Shorebirds have their first base runner in scoring position today. 1-1 pitch goes high and inside as ducky on the pitch is Gruyao, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. So So the Delmarva offense this year has been very consistent as a team, hitting around the 212 mark as a team. As Gruyao will pop up the 2-1 pitch on the third base line, this will get out play and head towards the concourse area before it bounces up into the general mission seating down the left field line. So nobody away here in the top of the third inning. It's Red Sox 2, Shorebirds 0. But Delmarva looks to be in having a nice groove here to start this third inning with the leadoff batter aboard and then able to get the stolen base. A 2-2 pitch misses low and inside as the count will run full with the top of the order coming up. With that stolen base, it's the first of the season for Acevedo. Count is 3-2. Gonzalez fires and it goes upstairs for ball number 4. And back-to-back walks to start off this third inning by Weichelman. Gonzalez has runners on first and second base with nobody away in the top of the third in this 2-0 ball game. Red Sox lead as Nick Green will come out to the pitcher's mound and talk with his battery of Gonzalez and Garcia. Some stretching is happening out in the left field bullpen, but nothing too serious for the time being. Acevedo is at second base for the Shorebirds, while at first base it is Gruyao. Both of them getting free passes with back-to-back walks. Gonzalez not allowing a hit, but he has walked three batters. And now with Valdez coming up, we'll see if he tries to maybe squeeze a bunt down to get a runner towards second and third. But the first pitch he holds up and stands tall and doesn't swing at a pitch that goes inside for ball number 1. Valdez grounded out to Blaze Jordan at third base back in the first inning. That was the first at-bat of the game. And Valdez swings on a 1-0 pitch and fouls it back into the screen for strike number 1. So a 1-1 count to Valdez, who has 10 RBIs on the season for the Shorebirds and 2 home runs. That's at a 2-2-7 mark. 1-1 pitch to Valdez. He will put this down the left field side. It will fall for a base hit. Meredith is there. Takes off a 1 hop. Fires it quickly into Blaze Jordan at third base. And all base runners will be safe. Acevedo gets the third. Gruyao gets the second. And Valdez now at first. And with nobody out, bases loaded, coming to the plate is the number 2 overall selection in the 2020 MLB draft with Heston Kerstad. What an opportunity that the young player out of the University of Arkansas has in store for him. First pitch goes low for the zone for ball number 1. Kerstad was just medically cleared to begin his minor league career last week against Fayetteville. In the 7 at-bats he had, he recorded 3 hits, 4 total bases, and picked up his first RBI in the year. And Kerstad takes a big swing at the high heat from Gonzalez, and the count's now 1-1. With that Luis Valdez single on a soft line drive, it's the first base hit of the game for Delmarva. And after being quite offensively in the first 2 innings, they get all 3 base runners aboard to start off the inning. The 1-1 pitch to Kerstad's in the zone for strike 2 as he watched it come the whole way. And for Gonzalez, he has a nice lead. Hikes. Kerstad looking to try to get aboard for the first time today after striking down the first 1-2 pitch, and it goes low and inside on a slider that wasn't able to get Kerstad to go after, and the count is now 2-2. Delmarva looking for their first run of the game. Sam looking for their first out of the inning. 2-2 pitch is above the zone for ball number 3. Gonzalez on the 94-mile-per-hour fastball. And it's a big payoff pitch coming up. A ball would walk in the first run of the game for Delmarva, or you can get the first out if you're able to get Kerstad down swinging or looking. 3-2 pitch, and Kerstad, a grounder right up to Paulino, will scoop it over to Meyer, throws over to first in time for the 4-6-3 double play. Scoring from third will be Acevedo, and the Delmarva Shorebirds on the board for the first time today. It's now Salem 2, it's Delmarva 1 in the top of the third. Meanwhile, Gruyao gets from second to third, so the tying run for the shortboards is still aboard, and he's 90 feet away from tying this game up. Now, Albert Romero walked in the first inning, and he has an opportunity to tie things up or even give the shortbirds a lead with two outs in the top of the third. Gonzalez's first pitch goes low. Good stop by Garcia to keep it in front of his body as it rolls a little bit to the left, but the count will go to one ball and zero strikes. Well, that was a big 4-6-3 double play. Went right towards Paulino. He made the smart move. Went with the opportunity to get two outs instead of a throw towards home to hold off a run. And able to give Salem a little bit of breathing room as the 1-0 pitch breaks into the zone. Curveball there from Gonzalez makes the count one ball and one strike. Well, in the first two innings of the game, Romero was the only shortbird batter to get aboard safely with that walk. And on the 1-1 pitch, he will pop it up towards shallow center field. Meyer calls everyone off as he backpedals towards center field, and he makes the catch for out number three. So the Delmarva Shorebirds are scoring on the 4-6-3 double play, but they are unable to tie up this ball game, and the Salem Red Sox lead 2-1 over the Shorebirds as we head to the bottom of the third inning on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the third inning between the Red Sox and the Shorebirds. Salem holding on to a 2-1 lead over Delmarva, 3-4-5 leading things off as he watches the first pitch go low and outside for ball number one. So Salem picked up two runs in the bottom of the first inning. After a scoreless second, the Shorebirds picked up one in the top of the third, and Salem was looking to try to build back on that lead. The 1-0 pitch towards Meyer right down the middle for strike number one at 93 miles per hour. And an even count for Meyer. 1-1 pitch goes low and inside and misses for ball number two. Last time up, Marcelo Meyer had a very good swing as he line drive straight to the glove of Bikosmi at second. And Meyer will hold on a 2-1 pitch that misses low for ball number three. So hitter's pitch coming up for Marcelo Meyer, 3-1 on the way, and it's upstairs for ball number four, and Meyer will get on base for the first time today with a five-pitch walk, and the leadoff batter is aboard for the Salem Red Sox. Here's a fun fact. The first base runner getting on board for Salem in all three innings of work have gone on safely with the walk. Edison Paulino did it in the first with nobody out. Key Meredith did it in the second with one out. And Marcelo Meyer does it here with nobody out in the third. Cavadas comes to the plate in the first pitch. He will hold on as the pitch misses low and outside for ball number one. And a solo home run in the first inning for his Salem best eighth home run of the season also leads the Red Sox with 32 RBIs in 2022. 1-0 pitch to Cavadas. He will take a big swing, and he misses for strike number one. A ton of power for Salem in their 3-4-5 part of the order today. Meyer, Cavadas, and Jordan. Meyer takes off on the 1-1. Cavadas rips it up the middle. It goes through for a base hit. Meyer turns at second. He gets the third. He will be held at the corner. It's a single by Nico Cavadas. And with nobody out in the bottom of the third, the Salem Red Sox have runners on the corners with Blaze Jordan coming to the plate. A nice tactic of the hit and run as Meyer was able to get a great jump at first, turn the corner at second, and got all the way into third. And even if the ball is maybe placed better towards the middle infielder of De Leon or Ben Cosme, it would have probably taken away a double play threat as well. So Salem leads 2-1 over Delmarva, and they look in business to extend that lead as Blaze Jordan comes to the plate. De Los Santos fires the first pitch, and Jordan pops it up down the right field side. It will fan out of play, and the count will go 0-1 to Jordan. Salem's third baseman singled his last time up. So a 1-1 start of the day for Blaze Jordan, who is batting .267 on the season for the Red Sox. Three home runs, 28 RBIs, and Jordan will watch a pitch that comes high and inside for ball number one, or should I say ball number two, and the count is now 2-1. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Jordan. It goes low and outside, and a hitter's pitch is coming up for Blaze Jordan. Actually, it was a 1-1 count. The scoreboard said it was 2-1, so now the count reads 2-1. De Los Santos fires away. Jordan rips his out towards left field. Moving back as a left fielder, and it is gone. A 3-run home run for Blaze Jordan, and it gives the Salem Red Sox a 5-1 lead over the Delmarva Shorebirds. The second home run of the day for the Red Sox, and another strong start here at Salem Memorial Ballpark for the Salem Red Sox. Well, at the start of this inning, I was talking about the power that this 3-4-5 spot of the order has. And we just saw it there. Meyer gets the walk. Cavadas gets the second base hit of the day with a single. And they all come home thanks to Blaze Jordan, fourth home run of 2022. It's a big one as it makes it Salem 5, Delmarva 1. Felipe Rojas Jr., the manager of Delmarva, will come out to the pitcher's mound and talk with his pitcher, and De Los Santos, who now is facing a 4-run deficit to the Red Sox with nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. And after that long conversation on the mound, it looks as if the day is done for Juan De Los Santos, and we'll have our first pitcher out of the bullpen today for Delmarva. So we'll step aside here on MILB.TV. The Red Sox using a big third inning with 3 runs. Nobody out yet, but the Delmarva Shorebirds make their first call to the bullpen. We'll get you that name and information when we come back on the other side of the break. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox lead the Shoreboards 5-1 as Thomas Girard comes out of the bullpen and fires a first pitch strike that is swung on and missed by Miller with nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Thomas Girard is a 5'11" pitcher for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Was a 4.70 ERA as Miller hits a 3-bounce chopper over to the first baseman of Williams, who scoops it up and tags first all by himself for the first out of the third inning. And that's exactly what the Shorebirds were hoping for. After three straight base runners got aboard with a Meyer walk, a Cavada single, and a Jordan home run, that gives Salem their largest lead of the game. They make the call of the bullpen, and they get a solid out to start it off. So Philip Seiss comes to the plate, who popped up to the shortstop and De Leon back in the first to end the inning. And the first pitch he sees, he will swing and miss on for strike number one. Girard is a 2-0 pitcher on the season for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Longest appearance of the season came with 3 1/3 of an inning. We'll see how long his leash is today as he makes his appearance here in the third inning. Outside and misses for ball number one. So an even count of one ball and one strike. Sykes standing in strong. 1-1 pitch. Check swing. He did not go through on the appeal down to the base path umpire. And Chaz Patterson had a pretty good look at it. He's standing on the right field foul line just behind first base. So Sykes has another lead in the at-bat. 2 balls and 1 strike. And Sykes will hold on a 2-1 pitch that misses for ball number three. Girard was asking for appeal. He eventually gets it, but no check swing through the zone, says Patterson again. So a hitter's pitch with one away as Sykes has a nice lead in the at-bat. Here's a 3-1 to Sykes, and he will pop this up. It might be playable for the catcher of Groyal as he goes to the wall and is unable to make the catch. Sliding on his knees as he was approaching the netty behind the plate, he was unable to come down with the baseball, and the count will go to 3-2. Well, his last time out, Girard pitched against Fayetteville. 1 1/3 innings of work. He allowed only one hit, 0 earned runs, striking out 3. So highly efficient in his last time up. Much better than when he made his appearance against Myrtle Beach on June 5th when he allowed 4 earned runs. A 3-2 pitch misses low, and Sykes will jog down to first base, and he gets walked with one out in the bottom of the third. Salem leads Delmarva 5-1 in the early going here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We have just crossed into the afternoon time. 11:05 a.m. start today, the second of the season for the Red Sox. They were able to win that first 11:05 start against the Pelicans back on May 3rd by the final score of 8-4. Garcia takes the first pitch low and inside for ball number one. Second series of the season between Delmarva and Salem. And when they met up in Salisbury for a 6-game series from May 10th to 15th, it was also 11:05 as Sykes gets a jump towards second. No throw down from Grizzly get into second. And number 27 of Salem moves into scoring position. So 1 ball and 1 strike, Garcia standing strong at the plate. Here's the pitch, and Garcia swings and misses for strike number two, who is now down 1-2. Garcia was the leadoff batter in the second inning for the Red Sox, and he went down looking on 3 straight pitches from De Los Santos. That was the last strikeout of the day for the Delmarva starter. 1-2 pitch, Garcia swings and misses for strike number three, goes down looking the second, goes down swinging here in the third, for the second out against Salem. Sykes still at second base for the Red Sox, and now Keir Meredith, the left-handed batter, will come to the plate with 2 outs here in the third. Red Sox lead 5-1 over the Shorebirds in game number one of the series. Like I was saying, when they met last time, it was an 11:05 start up in Maryland. Salem was able to get the 1-0 win over the Shorebirds side as the first pitch of the at-bat goes low and inside for ball number one. So 1-0 win. The only run was scored by an Edison Paulino solo shot in that game. It was able to be part of one of the longest winning streaks of the season for the Red Sox of six straight wins. Sykes takes off on the 1-0 pitch, throw down the third. It's unable to be handled by the third baseman Romero. Sykes slides feet first and is able to get the stolen base. Good base running by Sykes. Pretty aggressive from Luke Mons with two outs on the board. But Sykes comes into today's game with nine stolen bases. That is the most out of any Salem Red Sox batter. We just saw him take his 10th out towards second to move into double figures, and he gets 11th right there in the third. The 2-0 pitch spikes in front of the catcher of Gruyau, and the count will go to 3-0 to Meredith. He walked in the second inning. He was unable to score in that frame as it ended with the 5-4-3 double play by Delmarva. So here's the 3-0 pitch to Meredith, and this is low. Gruyau is unable to find it. Sykes comes home and scores. And a little bit of miscommunication between the battery as Gruyau was unable to find that baseball. There was really no recovery from the pitcher of Girard. And for Keir Meredith, he was pretty shocked to see that the developing event in front of him. He dropped the bat, was able to take off the shin guards, just what you do almost every single time when you get walked. But he looked up and he saw Phillip Sykes was coming home, and he quickly had to get out of the way. Didn't mess with the play. But a check over down to first gets through. A throw from Girard over to Williams goes off the tarp, and Keir Meredith lost the second. He gets all the way to third, and Luke Mons will put the stop sign up as Meredith will hold at third. After a little bit of turn, and the Salem Red Sox have a runner at third base. From one corner to the next, Meredith goes after getting walked. Girard knows that Meredith has some speed on the base path, so he wants to go check over at first base. The throw gets underneath Williams' glove, and it rolls all the way out toward the warning track in right field. When I say warning track, I mean down the right field line, not all the way out to the signs in the outfield. That's been quite the distance from that throw. And the 1-0 pitch, or should I say the first pitch of the at-bat, goes low for ball number one. So Paulino makes his third plate appearance of the game for Salem. Came to the plate in the first and the second inning. He walked on both of those. Now 1-0 pitch to Paulino, and the breaking ball is into the zone for strike number one. After getting walked two times, we'll see how Paulino wants to try to be a little aggressive with the barrel. A 6-1 lead for Salem here at the bottom of the third. The shortboard took up a run in the top of the third, but they grabbed four here in the bottom half of the inning. Back to the breaking ball, Girard goes, and he's able to get the strike call again. Brings the count to 1-2, with two away. Keir Meredith at third base. Opportunity to come around to score. 1-2 pitch, low and outside, unable to get the call as Girard. And the count's even at 2-2 with two away. Red Sox looking for their ninth consecutive home victory. They grabbed two against the Lynchburg Hillcats back in May. Were able to sweep the Fireflies last week. And when I say last week, I mean 2 weeks ago, but the last week that we were here. And here's the 2-2 pitch, and Paulina will hold on a slider that goes in and misses for ball number three. So a full count for Edison Paulino. And Girard is trying to put this nightmare inning behind the Delmarva Shorebirds. Here's a 3-2 pitch to Paulino. And for the third time today, Edison Paulino gets a free pass towards first. Patience is a virtue at times. And now back-to-back walks by Thomas Girard. That is the seventh walk today by the Delmarva Shorebirds pitching staff. And right now their eight-game winning streak ties for the fourth longest at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A win today will tie for third. Paulino takes off with a pitch that goes low. And the pitcher, Gruyau, was able to stand up and almost made a throw down towards second base. But he realized if he was going to make that throw, Keir Meredith was going to score from third. So he held onto the baseball, did a little bit of double clutch, looked down the third baseline, and didn't make a throw towards the base. As the 1-0 pitch is on the way to Bonassi, a breaking ball that goes into the zone for strike number one. So it's a 1-1 count to Brandon Bonassi, runners on second and third for the Salem Red Sox when they have a 6-1 lead over Delmarva. And here's the 1-1, and Bonassi will put this over the shortstop, head out to a left center field. One run scores of Meredith. Paulino gets the green light. He two short birds infielders and all the way to the backstop as Bonassi gets in the second. It's a two RBI single for Brandon Bonassi. It's a 6-run third for the Salem Red Sox, and it's an 8-1 lead for the home team here in the bottom of the third. So after seeing the whole order come through for Salem, the pitching coach of Joe Heimonster will come out to talk with Gerard. And what has been a great inning here from the Salem Red Sox. Six runs have really put themselves out in front over this Delmarva side. To start off the inning was a one-run ball game. It was a 2-1 lead for the Red Sox after Delmarva was able to get their first run of the game. And now Salem is in the driver's seat, and they are in the cruise control as we speak, thanks to this great offense we have seen from the Red Sox. Well, this third inning has been accumulated with plenty of on-base visits, but some of it does come back to the pitching staff as well. Four walks in the inning, three base hits from the Salem Red Sox, a pair of singles. We saw Cavadas get one, and then we saw Bonassi record a single right there for the fifth hit of the game, but it was Blaze Jordan's three-run shot, which kind of stands out in the inning. So Marcelo Meyer will make a second at-bat of the inning for the Salem Red Sox. He will watch the first pitch go low for ball number one. He walked earlier in the third. So still an 0-1 day for Marcelo Meyer. And now here's the 1-0 pitch. It goes low. A good enough stop by Grujal behind the plate to hold Bonassi at second, but the count goes 2-0. We look at the ERA from Delmarva on the season. A 5.51 in April. It's got better to a 4.66 in June. A 7.27. Not a great ERA from the pitching department as the 2-0 pitch will go low and inside for ball number three, and the count will read 3-0. Some might say it's almost a little bit of a frustrating inning here for Gerard. 28 pitches, only 11 of them being strikes so far from the Shorebirds relief pitcher. 3-0 pitch to Meyer. He'll watch it go low. It squeezes by the right side. And Meyer walks on four pitches. And Bonassi moves to third. Runners on the corners for the Salem Red Sox with Nico Cavadas coming to the plate. So it's not every day that you're Marcelo Meyer and you get to walk in the same inning twice, but that is what has occurred. And now coming out to talk with the pitcher and likely the last conversation of the day between the two, as Felipe Rojas Jr. will come out in a change we made from Delmarva. We'll see our third pitcher of the third inning for the Delmarva Shorebirds as the Salem Red Sox lead 8-1 in the bottom of the third inning here on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. And if you guys are just joining us, well, the Red Sox have been having one of the better innings we have seen this season. A six-run third as they lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 8-1. Hugo Beltran will come out now of the bullpen. Third pitcher of the inning for the Shorebirds as Nico Gavades comes to the plate with runners on first and third. And Beltran's first pitch misses outside for ball number one. Beltran, a right-handed pitcher that stands at 6'1" out of Columbia. And the 1-0 pitch misses low and inside for ball number two. Looking at Beltran's stats this season, a 3-1 pitcher with a record-wise, a 2.21 ERA. It's his 16th appearance out of the bullpen for Delmarva, and a 2-0 pitch. And Cavadas will chop this down the first base line. It goes foul for strike number one. Beltran has worked 20 and one-thirds innings of work, allowing 19 hits and 5 earned runs, only walking 4 batters and striking out 22, and the 2-1 pitch is low for ball number 3. Opponents bat 247 against Beltran, but right now it's a 3-1 pitch coming up to Nico Cavadas. Hitter's pitch to the cleanup hitter for Salem. He will take a hack at it, and it'll be a grounder that will go down the third baseline and out of play. And Luke Mons will underhand toss that souvenir to a fan as the count will go full for Cavadas. Beltran works with a sinker, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. So here's the 3-2, and Cavadas, a check swing. Did he go through? The appeal said he did not, and the bases will be loaded for Blaze Jordan. So Bonassi stands at third, and Meyer moves from first base to second, and Cavadas gets walked on the full count, and Blaze Jordan, who has already hit a home run in this inning, will come up again with the bases loaded. For reference, folks, it has been almost a walk-a-thon kind of inning from Delmarva as Jordan's first pitch he sees rips it into the third base netting. When add up all the walks that we saw this inning, it's 6 combined walks. 0-1 pitch of Jordan. This is a ground ball by the third base side. It will go foul by the Salem Red Sox dugout. As a team, that is 9 walks altogether in the first 3 innings. And control is an issue right now for the Shorebirds here in the first 3 innings. 0-2 pitch to Jordan. He reaches out in the check swing. And Elliot Melton behind the plate said he went. So the Salem Red Sox will leave the runners, all 3 of them, stranded out on the base paths. But the Red Sox having a big inning. 6 runs in the bottom of the third, and they have taken control of this matchup. It's an 8-1 lead for the Red Sox. We head to the top of the fourth. That's coming up next here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the top of the fourth inning, and the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of to 1. We're into the middle innings now, as the Shorebirds will have a mountain to climb as they're down by 7 runs. Weichelman Gonzalez will come out for another inning of work, and the first pitch that he throws will be swung on and missed by Trennan Craig for strike number 1. Middle of the order for the Shorebirds, Craig, Ben Cosme, and De Leon, as the 0-1 pitch misses outside with a count to run even at 1-1. Well, there can't be one person that is more happy to see the Red Sox score 6 runs in the bottom third than Gonzalez, who has a nice lead for the time being. A 1-1 pitch is ripped into the Delmarva dugout off the bat of Craig. Looks like no one is hurt off that drive into the third base dugout. So the count will go to 1-2. Gonzalez with a long look, looking to try to get another strikeout. It could be his third of the day, and Craig will rip a hot shot to Meyer. Backhand attempt is off the glove and into left field. And the first batter will be aboard for the short on-base appearance of the day for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Haven't got an official ruling of what that is just yet. Look at the scoreboard out of left field. It was hit well out to Meyer. May have gotten a bit of the glove, maybe a little bit of the arm of Meyer on the first pitch on the way to Ben Cosme. Drives out the right field, coming in. They're trying to make the diving, catches Miller, and he cannot. The runner will turn at second. Here comes the throw to third. It is off the money a bit as the runner will get safely into third base. So Craig at third, Ben Cosme at second. And a good start from Delmarva, a response that they have needed so far in today's game. And it comes early here in the fourth. So not only Craig gets the single, that's what they're going to rule that as. It's a base hit for the cleanup hitter for Delmarva. Or no, they're actually going to rule that as an error. Craig's hit out to Marcelo Meyer, that hit off his glove, is counted as an error as the first pitch to De Leon is outside for ball number 1. But then they're able to get their second base hit of the game thanks to Ben Cosme. So an opportunity here for the number 6 batter in the order with De Leon. The 1-0 pitch catches the bottom outside corner for strike number 1. So the Shorebirds being active here in the top of the fourth, not letting that 6-run third inning get the best of them mentally. They come away with their first 2 batters getting aboard. When contact happens, good things occur as the 1-1 pitch is into the zone for strike number 2. De Leon is 0-1 today for the Shorebirds as he popped up to the first baseman, Nico Gavadez, back in the second. 1-2 pitch. It goes upstairs, and the check swing did not go, so the count will go 2-2. So top of the fourth inning, Salem leads 8-1. Shorebird. So first pitch. Should I say the 2-1 pitch is fouled down the third base line. And for the Salem Red Sox, that third inning with 6 runs is the third time it's occurred that they've scored 6 runs in a single inning against Delmarva. As the 2-2 pitch is lifted up to right field, be a tough play for any infielder, but Anderson Paulino comes down with the grab. He makes a rogue throw towards home. He can't get the play. Throw to third is a bit too high, and the runner slides in safe. So Craig scores from third. Ben Cosme goes from second to third on the sacrifice tag up. He's able to slide in safe, but Delmarva is able to cut into the 7-run deficit and make it an 8-2 ball game with 1 out in the top of the fourth. And man, what a catch from Edison Paulino. I thought for a moment Tyler Miller, the right fielder, was going to call it off as it was heading towards no man's land. But Paulino reached down and made the grab, and a big first out of the inning. So now Creed Williams will step to the plate with a runner on third base with 1 out, just looking for any source of contact. His first pitch goes low and outside for ball number 1. So here's the 1-0 pitch from Gonzalez, a breaking ball that will miss low for ball number 2. So a 2-0 count, a start of a 6-game series between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. The start of a 12-game homestand as well between the Red Sox and the Nationals and the Shorebirds. The 2-0 pitch is fouled off into the screen behind the plate for strike number 1, and the count goes to 2-1. So Ben Cosme at third base, looking to try to be the third run for Delmarva today. 2-1 pitch, and Williams might have broken the bat on a drive into the third base netting. The count will go 2-2. Good news, the bat did not break, and the count will just go even. 2 balls and 2 strikes, one away. Gonzalez looking for that second out of the fourth inning. Gonzalez with a long look, steps for strike number 3, and Gonzalez has his third punch out of the game. 2 away in the top of the fourth. So Steven Esfito, who walked in the leadoff spot in the third inning, will step into the plate and try to drive in the third run of the game. He was the first run to score for Delmarva today. And the first pitch will go upstairs but into the zone for strike number 1. That was Gonzalez showing the heat. 96 mile per hour on the fastball. And now the count goes 0-1. Gonzalez kicks and delivers, and this is blooped foul down the first base line into the concourse area as the count goes to 0-2. So Gonzalez looking to go back-to-back punch-outs to close out the inning, and he does. As Esfito goes down looking, back-to-back strikeouts from Wykelman. Gonzalez is able to get out of the frame. Delmarva gets a run back in the top of this fourth inning, but it's still Salem 8-2 as we head to the bottom of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Salem leads 8-2 over the Delmarva Shorebirds in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Miller leads things off as he pops up the first pitch he sees down the left field line and out of play. And Salem is coming off a big third inning of work, 6 runs to give themselves a very comfortable advantage. And Miller will watch the 0-1 pitch spike in front of Grujau's glove for ball number 1. So a 1-1 count to Tyler Miller. We'll see 6, 7, and 8 part of the order coming up in this fourth inning. That is Tyler Miller, Phillip Sykes, and Jose Garcia. 1-1 pitch to Miller goes below the zone for ball number 2. That makes the count 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, folks, it seems as if it is going to be a hot start to the week here between Salem and Delmarva as the 2-1 pitch to Miller is sky down the left field line, but treks out of play for strike number 2. We already were talking about the temperature coming into today's game. It was around the mid-70s that we got started. We're up to 82 degrees for the time being. Our high today looks like we might head towards 92. The next few days around those same numbers. 2-2 pitch to Miller. This is chopped foul down the first base line. It'll hold the count at 2-2. Not only is the temperature going to get hot these next few days, up a bit is the percentage of rain. Looks like we have 60% chance of thunderstorms on Wednesday and Thursday night. So here's the 2-2 pitch to Miller, a breaking ball that will miss inside and make the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is looking for his second on-base appearance today, but his first hit. He's 0-2 today because he got on with an error and then grounded out in the third. 3-2 pitch to Miller. This is a grounder down the first base side. Yet again goes foul, and Miller will live to see another pitch. Hugo Beltran is out for another inning of work. He was the third pitcher we saw from Delmarva in that third inning of work. It was De Los Santos to get things going. Gerard came in, only got through two-thirds of an inning before they had to make the call to Beltran out in the right field bullpen. Well, can the Red Sox get a leadoff batter on, or is it going to be an out as the 3-2 pitch is foul-tipped into the screen by Miller, and it'll make the count stay full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, even though the game started with some overcast skies, we have cleared up a bit. A little bit of mostly cloudy, partly cloudy kind of boundary. I don't know when it actually crosses over from partly cloudy to mostly cloudy, but we're somewhere in the middle of that right now. 3-2 pitch to Miller, and it goes upstairs for ball number 4, and the leadoff batter is aboard for the Salem Red Sox. And now 4 innings of work that the first Red Sox batter to get on base is done with a walk, and Miller gets the offense going in the bottom half of the fourth. By the way, if you go look at a score sheet, it's nobody out here in the fourth inning, which means there's only been 3 innings pitched from the Shorebirds, and they have walked 10 batters. Just has not been a good day for location purposes for the Shorebirds. And now Phillip Sykes from the play. First pitch he sees, line drive caught by the shortstop. Throw back over to first in time. A double play. De Leon made an incredible catch and then fired it back to Williamson first before Miller can slide in safe. It's a double play. The good old-fashioned line out 6. Throw down to first to get the 2 outs here in the top or the bottom of the fourth inning. Second hard hit ball to the Shorebirds middle infielders, and Meyer did it to the second baseman of Ben Cosme in the first. He was able to make a stellar grab, and now here in the fourth, De Leon's able to make another great grab and is able to make it a double play out of it. First pitch to Garcia is low into the dirt as it hits off right to the inside of the plate and rolls towards the backstop for ball number 1. And 0-2 day for Garcia. Now he bloops up the 0-1 pitch deep into the infield, and it's caught by the second baseman of Ben Cosme. Well, it looked like the start of another successful inning for Salem, but the defense comes through here in the fourth, mostly to do with De Leon's incredible grab and throw to make it almost seem as a 1-2-3 inning for Delmarva. We head to the fifth. Salem is unable to add on to their lead, but they still have a 6-run advantage. It's the Red Sox 8. It's the Shorebirds 2. The fifth inning is up next on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, the top of the fifth inning between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. Right now, Red Sox enjoying a six-run advantage that they set up 8-2 over their opponents. Weikelman Gonzalez in for a fifth inning of work. He will start up against the number nine hitter of the order, and Wilkin Gruyao, the catcher for Delmarva, who walked back in the third inning. First pitch is swung on and missed for strike number one, as the 0-1 pitch misses outside for ball number one. So we see the number nine hitter. We'll also get to see the first two batters in the order for Delmarva as well. The 1-1 pitch misses low and outside for ball number two, and a 2-1 count advantage towards the batter. Well, Delmarva has scored in back-to-back innings, and now Gruyao takes a big swing at a 2-1 pitch, but foul tips it off the end of the barrel into the backstop to make the count even of 2-2. So we'll also see Luis Valdez and Heston Kerstad in this top of the fifth inning. 2-2 pitch from Gonzalez, a swing and a miss for strike number three. Make that three straight punch-outs from Weikelman Gonzalez dating back to the fourth. And there's one away here in the top of the fifth. So we flip the lineup card over, and Luis Valdez, who singled his last time up, will come to the batter's box, a 1-of-2 day for Delmarva's number four. First pitch he sees, he will show the bunt sign, and it pops up towards the backstop, and Garcia just doesn't have that quite of speed to come down with the catch. Actually, I don't think any catcher in all of baseball had the speed to come down to that one. It stayed up in the air for a while, but it was out of play for Garcia behind the dish. But Weikelman Gonzalez gets a nice lead in the at-bat. It's an 0-1 pitch, and Valdez will rip this down the third baseline, but goes foul into the netting for strike number two. So back-to-back foul balls get the at-bat going. Valdez has had contact in both of his at-bats in the first at-bat of the game, actually. From either side, Valdez had a ground out towards Blaze Jordan before singling in the third. So an 0-2 pitch goes inside. It causes Valdez to spin out of the way. On the pitch inside, that brings the count to 1-2. 231 hitter on the season for Valdez. And now the 1-2 pitch of the leadoff batter, and this is ripped out towards left center field. It's going to fall for a base hit and roll all the way to the wall. Valdez at second. He's thinking three. Meredith's throw to Meyer over to Jordan is not in time as Valdez slides in safe for a one-out triple. So he already has the single today. Now to add the triple, brings his total base count to four on the afternoon. And Valdez at third base took the helmet off, hands on the knees, and gasping for air. That was a big run. He moves himself into scoring position with one of the top prospects on this Delmarva side coming to the plate, and Heston Kerstad. First pitch outside off the glove of Garcia, but stayed in front of him as the count goes to 1-0. Well, Kerstad still looking for his first on-base appearance of the day. He struck out swinging in the first, and he grounded out into a double play in the third. The 1-0 pitch misses low for ball number two. He was activated on June 10th. Obviously drafted in 2020. There was no minor league baseball in 2020. Did not play in 2021. And here's the 2-0 pitch. It sounded like a busted bat up the middle. Two hopper to Meyer. He steps in and makes a throw to first in time for the second out of the inning. But Kerstad does his job, as coming home to score is Valdez, and he makes it an 8-3 ball game. So make it three straight innings where the Shorebirds have added on to their score. Consistency is key. Well, they're going to need a lot more offense if they want to try to get back into this one, as they're down 8-3. But it's good to kind of keep that offense rolling through. So now two outs, and the first pitch that Romero sees, he lifts it up to left field, and Meredith is able to make the catch for out number three. So the Shorebirds add another run in the top of the fifth inning after Luis Valdez tripled, and then Kerstad's able to put the ball in play to score the third run for the Shorebirds, but they still trail by five as it's Salem 8, Delmarva 3 at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up next on MILB.TV. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Salem Red Sox lead Delmarva by the score of 8-3, and Keir Meredith set to lead off this fifth as he takes the first pitch down the middle for the strike one call. 9-1-2 as well for Salem here in the fifth. So we'll see Meredith, Paulino, and Bonassi. And an 0-1 pitch is low and outside for ball number one. This is Keir Meredith's third plate appearance of the game, but still does not have an at-bat as he walked in the second and the third. 1-1 pitch to Meredith, and he catches the outside half for the strike two call, I should say. Well, good inning for Beltran in the fourth after walking leadoff batter. His defense comes away with some pretty big outs, and on this 1-2 pitch, he misses low for ball number two. Beltran was able to end off the third inning, which was a six-run performance by the Salem Red Sox with his first strikeout of the game against Blaze Jordan. He could be set for a second, a 2-2 pitch, and this is low and goes in between the legs of Gruyau towards the backstop for ball number three. But no need to worry for Delmarva. The base paths are clear with nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. Five hits on the day for Salem. They have three more runs than hits, which is an impressive showing as Meredith will pop up the 3-2 pitch down the left field line and out of play to keep the count at three balls and two strikes. Meredith is hitting pretty solid this season for Salem, a .283 batter. He was on the development list for a little bit of time, but getting back into the swing of things here in June. 3-2 pitch to Meredith. This will be a two-bounce chop over the second baseman of Ben Cosme as he throws over to Williams in time to get the speedy Meredith for the first out of the inning. So that was our third time through the Salem Red Sox order here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Edison Paulino will come up as he has been walked a fair amount of times today as well. One more than Meredith. He has walked three times in each one of his at-bats. And with one out, he will come to the plate against the right-handed Beltran. First pitch, it's a slow chopper down the right field line, and it goes out of play. Fun fact, actually the fourth inning was the first time we didn't get to see Edison Paulino at the plate today as he will watch the 0-1 pitch go down the middle for the strike two call. So Paulino not used to these positions being down 0-2 in the count with one away, but here comes the pitch and Paulino will foul back into the screen behind the plate to keep the count at 0-2. 10 combined walks today by Delmarva. And we just got to see two batters. They made up half of those walks. Meredith with two of them, Paulino with three. And Beltran's trying to able to get these batters out for the first time today. 0-2 pitch is high for ball one. As it was interesting to really read about Beltran a bit. Does not have a fastball in his pitch usage. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It goes low for ball number two, and that evens up the count of two balls and two strikes. When he came to the game, I read it out. He has a sinker, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. But no fastball. Very different. Everything coming off speed to these batters for Salem. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and Paulino rips this down the right field line. A solo shot for Edison Paulino. It's another home run, making number four on the season for Salem's number nine, and he makes this one a 9-3 ball game over Delmarva. Well, the last time that Edison Paulino and the Salem Red Sox played here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, he had a two-run home run down the right field line and actually hit off the Chick-fil-A foul pole. This one a little bit more to the left in between the big Budweiser bottle on the light pole in right field. And it makes this one a 9-3 ball game. And Salem able to creep that lead back up to six as Bonassi watches the first pitch go low for ball number one. And now he pops up the 1-0 pitch on the left field line and heads by the Red Sox bullpen for strike number one. Well, two left-handed batters today have gotten against the right-handed pitchers of Delmarva, Nico Cavadas, with a pretty similar swing in the first inning, and both of those home runs really seem like they're on a one-way exit out of here down that right field line, and Seems to be the odd innings or the times where Salem is able to get the home run uses. Bonassi will put this one back up the middle on the 1-1 pitch for a single. Back-to-back singles for Brandon Bonassi, and they have a runner aboard with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. So the top of the order is starting to get their offense going, and Beltran, after getting that first out, has allowed back-to-back base hits, and Marcelo Meyer will come to the plate, who has walked in his last two plate appearances. First pitch on the way to Meyer, and it goes low and outside for ball number one. So Meyer technically on the day is 0-1, but he has made multiple on-base appearances. He has come around to score as well as Blaze Jordan hit that three-run home run, and then Meyer will pound the 1-0 pitch down the left field line and one strike. So Salem leads Delmarva 9-3 in the start of a six-game series against the Shorebirds. Red Sox lead the series in 2022 5-1, and the 1-1 pitch to Meyer goes low and inside. Good block by Grunyau to keep it in front of him on a backhanded stop. Makes the count 2-1, but it keeps the runner Bonassi at first base. Nico Cavada's on deck for the Red Sox if we get to see him here in the fifth. The 2-1 pitch to Meyer, and it's outside for ball number three. Well, the only time where Meyer has been taken out of the game today was off a well-hit ball off his bat that went over to Ben Cosme. Besides that, great patience from Meyer. And he does it again on a 3-1 pitch that goes low and outside for ball number four. Bonassi moves to second, and Meyer's walked for the third straight time. And that will bring Nico Gavadas up to the plate with one out and runners on first and second. Well, Nico Gavadas has been a tough Salem Red Sox batter to get out of today's game. But before we get to see the cleanup hitter for the Red Sox, Joe Hallmacher, the pitching coach, will come out to talk with Hugo Beltran. So this conversation will be another one between a pitching coach and a pitcher today. And you already have to think that Delmarva does not want to bring out their fourth pitcher of the game here in the fifth inning. And as we look at this game, a solid start here by Salem. Let's get you a look ahead here to the last full series around the Carolina League before the first half comes to an end. Some big series happening this week against some of the better teams in the league. It'll be really fun to see how these next 6 days towards a dash towards the finish line. Thursday, June 23rd is the last day of the first half of the season, which means Friday, June 24th is a whole new slate for these teams as the first pitch to Gavadas is low and inside for ball number one. So some series to look out for. The Downey's Ducks and the Lynchburg Killcats will face off for a six-game series. That will happen just a little bit down the way on 460, just to our east. It will all happen in Lynchburg as the 1-0 pitcher Gavadas is fouled down the third baseline and up to the general admission seating for strike number one. Another one to watch out for is the Charleston River Dogs against the Augusta Green Jackets. Charleston with a 40-17 record on the season. They just had a spectacular week against the Salem Red Sox side. And the 1-1 pitch to Gavadas is driven out towards left field, but it will fall out of play just to the left of the foul line, and unable to make that the catch is Craig. So the count will go to 1-2. Big one to watch out for Salem. And maybe the series to watch out for is the Fredericksburg Nationals against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Both of those teams are currently tied for first place in their respective divisions. Fredericksburg, although being 10 less wins than Myrtle Beach, that just goes to show how great the Pelicans and River Dogs have been this season. But the Fredericksburg Nationals will have a lot of road games coming up over these next few weeks. As the 1-2 pitch to Cavadez is up and away for ball number two, and it will even the count at 2-2. We have 9 games remaining the first half of the season at home. Fredericksburg, all 9 coming on the road. 2-2 pitch to Cavadez. It will be checked on and watched as it goes low and outside for ball number three. And Beltran is at risk of walking back-to-back batters with this 3-2 count coming up. So the full count pitch, and Cavadez drives his out towards the gap at right center field, and it will fall for a base hit. Bonassi touches third, gets the green. Well, Bonassi scores, so does Meyer, and it's now 11-3 Salem over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Another extra base hit for Nico Cavadez. Folks, we're officially on the cycle watch for Cavadez. He has a home run, a single, and now a double. Through 5 innings of play, he has gone on base safely every single time. And he comes through with another 2 RBIs here in the 5th inning of play. So the Red Sox now have their largest lead of the afternoon. It's an 8-run advantage as it's now 11-3. And Blaze Jordan pops up the first pitch down the right field side and out of play for strike number one. I mean, this is just spectacular offense from the Red Sox, who struggled on the offensive end last week, and they've come out strong on this Tuesday morning slash afternoon as Jordan watches the 0-1 pitch go low and away for ball number one. So an even count of one ball and one strike as Jordan will rip one down the left field side. It will go through for a base hit. Cavadez on the delay run over to third will get in there before the tag is made. And now Cavadez stands up and dashes home. He scores, and it makes it a 12-3 ball game. Jordan in the second, and it's now a 4-run bottom of the fifth for the Red Sox. They lead 12-3. So the single by Blaze Jordan was able to get him the first, and it got Cavadez at second. It was almost a delayed run from Cavadez, who was moving back to second and then realized, I have an opportunity to get in the third. So he puts his head down. He goes towards third. He slides in, and the throw from the left fielder, Craig, actually hit the body of Cavadez while he was on the base, and it rolled out towards the dugout, and Cavadez stood straight up and ran home for the 12th run for Salem today. So Tyler Mill on the first pitch he sees, he crushes this down the left field line and out of play, bringing the at-bat to 0-1. So after Keir Meredith grounded out to start off the fifth inning, down the board safely, it has been great diversity as well. Paulino with the home run, and now Miller on 0-1 pitch will pop this up towards left field. Craig comes in and make the grab for the second out of the inning. Jordan holds at second for the second out. So the eighth batter of the inning, and Phillip Sykes, who comes to the plate, an 0-2 day for the Salem center fielder. And he has hit the ball well at times, but he has hit it right towards the shortstop. And on the first pitch he sees, it looks as if a tough play and a diving grab. Oh my goodness, Valdez, full length to the backhand side to come down with the catch, and he does for the third out of the inning. And honestly, after a catch like that, you kind of forget about the 4 runs you give up here in the bottom of the fifth. He comes down with an incredible web gem for the third out of the inning. But the Salem Red Sox do score 4 in the bottom of the fifth, and they have their largest lead of the day, a 9-run edge as they lead 12-3 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. A new pitcher is coming out for the Red Sox. We'll get you that name and information when we come back here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of 12-3 here in the top of the sixth. Middle of the order is due up for the Shorebirds as Trenton Craig, Frederick Ben-Cosme, and Isaiah De Leon are up to bat. First pitch, a hot shot right back to the pitcher of Graham Hoffman, who was able to run over to first and get the underhand toss in time for the first out of the inning. Way to introduce yourself there, Graham Hoffman. One pitch, one out. He is the first pitcher out of the bullpen today for the Salem Red Sox. He reps number 38 here for Salem, a 1-1 record on the season with a 5.19 ERA. Hoffman delivers a pitch that goes below the zone for ball number one. And for Gonzalez, that will end his day. Five innings of work for the starting pitcher. And right now, he's got a pretty good cushion for his third win of the season, a 9-run edge, as this is a two-hopper to Meyer. Good glove, is able to scoop it down. The throw over to first was a little off the money, but Cavadez had to improvise, and he did so well as he assessed the tag on the base runner of Ben-Cosme for the second out of the inning. So a pair of groundouts, one to Graham Hoffman, and then the other one to Marcelo Meyer, gets this sixth inning underway. It's Salem 12. It is Delmarva 3. And two up, two down. We will now see the number six hitter and Isaac De Leon come to the plate as he takes the first pitch for ball number one. A little bit more. Not only with that 5.19 ERA, he is 8 2/3 inning of work underneath his belt as this is a hot shot play to Meyer. Backhand stop, stands up. One hop throw to Cavadez in time. Well, Marcelo Meyer already made it a spectacular play for the second out of the inning, but he one-upped himself with the third out of the inning. What a play by the Salem shortstop. A pair of solid groundouts get it a 1-2-3 inning. And we move to the bottom of the sixth as the Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 12-3 at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the bottom of the sixth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds 12-3 here on MILB.TV. Friendly reminder, this is just the start of a six-game series. An odd game time today for the Salem Red Sox. We return to our normal slate starting tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitches Wednesday through Friday, a 6:05 first pitch on Saturday, and then the series comes to a close on Sunday with a 5:05 p.m. first pitch time. Nick Richmond comes into the game for Delmarva. It is the third pitcher out of the bullpen for the Shorebirds. Make that number the fourth pitcher of the game here for Delmarva. Richmond has not been a part of the Baltimore Orioles organization for very long as he fires the first pitch into the zone for strike number one against Jose Garcia, who is 0-3 today. He actually signed with this organization back on May 25th and he was activated by the Shorebirds on June 6th. Garcia takes a big swing at the 0-1 count, and he misses for strike number two. A pair of strikeouts today for Garcia, one looking, one swinging. That came in the second and the third, respectively, and then he popped up to the second baseman in the fourth. 0-2 count, and Richmond will now step off the mound as he calls for time. When he was activated by the Delmarva Shorebirds on June 6th, he made his first appearance for the team on June 9th against Fayetteville. 1-2 pitch is just outside and evens the count at 2-2. In that inning of work, he gave up two hits, two earned runs, walked two batters, but struck out three. So I would say that performance seemed to be all over the place for Nick Richmond. We'll see how he's able to do in a second appearance today. And a solid start on the 1-2 pitch. It is swung on and missed by Jose Garcia for his third strikeout of the game. And on a day where the Salem offense has been able to get going, Garcia drops to 0-4 on the afternoon for the Red Sox. So now Keir Meredith will step to the plate, and he batted in the fifth inning for the Red Sox. He grounded out toward as he takes the first pitch on the lower outside corner for ball number one. So Salem up 12-3 over Delmarva. Nine hits for the Red Sox, three for the Shorebirds, and Meredith will sky up a 1-0 pitch out towards left field. Craig will camp underneath of it and make the grab for out number two. Two up and two down as Nick Richmond has checked into the game and just looking for Delmarva not to explode on their bullpen on the first day. You're going to have a good amount of rest over 24 hours between the conclusion of this game and the next game if everything runs as scheduled, unless there's a crazy rain delay or something like that. I don't want to jinx anything in that sentence, but you're going to have a pretty good long rest as Paulino on the first pitch, he sees a chopper over to Williams at first base. He will scoop it up, throw it over to the pitcher of Richmond, who covers the bag at first to get the third out. That's a 1-2-3 inning by the Delmarva Shorebirds as they're able to get through the sixth inning and not give up any runs, but it is still all Salem here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a 12-3 lead for the Red Sox over the Shorebirds. We head to the seventh. That's up next on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Graham Hoffman out for another inning of work. It will go against the 7-8-9 part of the order as Creed Williams at the plate. He will take the first pitch that goes down the middle for strike number one. An 0-2 day for the first baseman for Delmarva. Popped up in the second and struck out swinging in the fourth. As he takes the 0-1 pitch, it goes inside for ball number one. And Hoffman had a pretty good first inning of work. Three ground outs to get through the sixth inning as Williams will foul off the 1-2 pitch into the backstop. Get the count one ball and two strikes. Well, Salem is looking to get back to 500 with a 28-29 record on the season. They've been red hot at home. They went down to face one of the toughest teams in the Carolina League with the River Dogs. And although they're a great road team, couldn't find their success last week as Williams will foul off the 1-2 pitch. It was low of the zone, but Williams reached out and fouled it back to the on-deck circle, which is currently occupied by Steven Osvaldo. Sivo will actually bat next as Williams will rip up a base hit on the 1-2 pitch down the middle for a single. So Williams gets his first on-base appearance of the game for the Shorebirds, and their offense coming alive in the first at-bat of the seventh. So Asiva struck out in today's game, so 0-1 day. When he was walked in the third, he actually came around to score for the Shorebirds' first run of the game. See what he's able to do with nobody out and a runner on first. The first pitch he sees, he swings on it and fouls it back into the net behind the plate for the strike one call. Still looking for his first hit of the season. 000 is as his batting average. Him and Gruyao still looking to get their first hits of 2022. They make up the 8-9 part of the order day for the Shorebirds. The 0-1 pitch goes low and outside, and it makes the count 1-1. Temperature continuing to rise here in Salem, Virginia. Have a nice little breeze for the time being, and still some clouds in the area. 1-1 pitch, and it's popped up down the first baseline, and it will go into the concourse area to bring the count to 1-2. Well, it's a little unfortunate. A lot of the camps have already headed back. It's taken a lot of the enthusiasm out of the area. I mean, they brought that energy. And that is why I think Salem Red Sox are doing so well today, as Vito will sky up the 2-1 pitch out towards right field. Coming in to make the grab will be Tyler Miller for the first out of the inning. The runner of Williams will hold at first, and coming to the plate will be Wilkin Gruyao. Like, the loudest I think I heard them was in that third inning. 6 runs by the Salem Red Sox in that third. Other big innings include a 2-run first and that 4-run fifth. The odd innings have been the Salem Red Sox charm, so maybe the bottom of the seventh inning can bring something for the Red Sox, as the first pitch that Gruyao will see in the at-bat will be swung on and miss. An 0-1 day as well for Gruyao. He walked in the third, and he struck out swinging in the fifth inning, the leadoff spot. 0-1 count to Gruyao, and the pitch goes upstairs for ball number one, and the count is now even at 1-1. Well, the Red Sox, if they're able to hold on to this game and win the first back of that three-way tie in the Carolina League North Division, as the 1-1 pitch goes low for ball number two. At this point on, you think to yourself, this is a very favorable stretch of games coming up for Salem. You know, you already took care of business against Columbia, and now against Delmarva, the 2-1 pitch is sky down the left field side, actually shallow in the left field, as Marcelo Meyer will move back from the shortstop position and make the grab for the second out of the inning. So after the leadoff single by Creed Williams, back-to-back outs from Graham Hoffman and the Salem Red Sox will bring up the top of the order with Luis Valdez, who has hit the ball well today. A 2-3 batter for Delmarva in the leadoff spot. He got a single in the third inning and the only extra base hit of the day for the Shorebirds with that triple in the fifth. So two outs, Williams at first base still, and the first pitch to Valdez goes outside the zone for ball number one. And now we got to see some of the confidence build up from the bullpen in the Columbia series, and hopefully being back at home, you're able to get back to your friendly confines and not let that last week get the best of you mentally, as the 1-0 pitch goes upstairs and outside for ball number two. 6-game losing streak, by the way, for the Salem Red Sox, and I have to think that might be one of the longest losing streaks, if not the longest of the season here for Salem, as the 2-0 pitch catches the bottom inside corner, or should I say outside corner, for strike number one. It's the longest active losing streak in the Carolina League as well. So for Salem, it's just about getting that momentum back. I mean, it's kind of a chase towards the playoffs now, as Valdez will foul the 2-1 pitch down the third baseline and out of play to even the count of 2-2. Now, you don't think about it much in this baseball terms. You have that chase for the playoffs in the middle of June when the calendar goes all the way to September. But the 2-2 pitch from Valdez will hop on the way over to Bonassi or Paulino at second, and he assesses the 10, but was unable to do so on the force out. So that's a third out of the inning. We head into the seventh inning stretch. The Salem Red Sox up big over the Delmarva Shorebirds as they lead 12-3 here on MILB.TV. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We hope you guys are all stretched out and ready to go for the rest of this one as the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds. So he will lead off this seventh inning, 2-3-4, all due up. It is Edgar Portes, the right-handed pitcher, to come into the game now for the Delmarva Shorebirds. Make that now the fifth pitcher used by Delmarva in today's game as the 1-0 pitch goes low and inside for ball number two. Well, Salem with a 9-run lead. And it's Bonassi, who has singled his last two times up, who watches the 2-0 pitch miss low and away for ball number three. 2-4 day for Bonassi, the designated hitter for the Salem Red Sox, batting at a .259 of the season. Here's a 3-0 pitch to Bonassi, and it goes upstairs for ball number four, and it's a 4-pitch walk to Bonassi to lead off this seventh inning. So, a big part of the order coming up for Salem, who this part, 2 through 5, actually, you know what, let's just say 1 through 5 today. You could probably say 1 through 9 today for the Salem team, honestly. Paulino, Bonassi, Meyer, Cavadas, and Jordan have all been big factors today for the Salem Red Sox. And now Meyer comes to the plate and takes the first pitch that goes right down the middle for strike number one. Marcelo Meyer today has been walked on 3 straight plate appearances. He is still 0-1 today. His only at-bat that's been recorded was a line-out to the second baseman of Benkosme, as the 0-1 pitch to Myers fouled back into the backstop. The count goes to 0-2 here for Meyer. 13 combined hits between these two teams, 15 combined runs. And the story that you can kind of read off of that message is a lot of walks today assessed from the Shorebirds. 0-2 pitch to Meyer. He will swing and miss for the strikeout. And for the first time since the first inning, Marcelo Meyer is retired. And that is now one out in the bottom of the seventh. And Nico Cavadas will come to the plate. It's almost been a perfect day here for Nico Cavadas. Actually, it might still be labeled as perfect. He had a walk and a double, all in that order in today's activities. And you know, you might actually want to think about the possibility of Nico Gavadas getting a triple here to maybe get the cycle. As the first pitch goes low for ball number one, I've only seen him hit a triple once in this season. It was a weird bounce off the outfield wall. But if it's hit to the gap and he knows what's happening, you can imagine him might actually take an opportunity at it. 1-0 pitch goes low and outside for ball number two. And seeing Gavadas' game, it has been so great over these last few weeks. A 267 hitter now for Salem with 8 home runs with 34 RBIs. He's got a base runner at first base with Brainer Bonassi, who started off the inning with the walk. 2-0 pitch, and Gavadas will hold on a pitch that goes low for ball number three, bringing the count to 3-0. So a 3-3 day for Gavadas. A third inning, he got the single and a walk, which is just an impressive showing from the cleanup hitter for Salem. 3-0 pitch to Gavadas, and you'll watch it go the whole way down the middle for strike number one. Look at the new pitcher that has come into the game. And Edgar Portes, not much experience this season. For this Delmarva side, 3-1 pitch goes low. It spikes in front of home plate for ball number four, and Gavadas will get a free pass down towards first. So Brainer Bonazzi, who was at first base because of a walk, moves to second, and runners on first and second now for Blaze Jordan. And you can guess it, it's another successful day for a Salem Red Sox batter in this part of the order. Blaze Jordan, 3-4 today with a pair of singles and a home run in the third inning. He also has struck out swinging as well in today's game. But that is such a minor detail of what has been a great day from the Salem Red Sox offense. And the first pitch of Jordan seen call. Portes has only one appearance on the season. It was a start in which he pitched 4 innings of work, allowing 4 hits and 4 earned runs while walking 3 batters and striking out 6. And Jordan will watch the 0-1 pitch go low for ball number 1. That evens up the count at 1-1. Ever since he's been able to come into the Delmarva team, he has taken over the number of Kelvin LaRoche, who has been on the injury list, both of them having the number 10. And the 1-1 pitch to Jordan has popped up behind the plate and out of play for it to become 1-2. So you just have to wonder what happens when LaRoche comes back off the injury list. Do they do rock, paper, scissors, shoots for who gets number 10 again? Portes was in the FCL last season playing rookie ball, signed as an international free agent back in 2019. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Jordan, and he stays alive at the at-bat as he foul tips the high heater for ball to keep the count at 1-2. So 1-2 again. 2 runners on the base paths. The pitch is away to Jordan. This is a chopper down the third base side. 2 hop. He gets the tag at third. And the throw to first is airmailed over. Another wild throw from the third baseman Romero. He was able to get the force out at third as he stepped on the bag to get Brainer Bonazzi. And he tried to make a double play out of it to get through the inning. But he skied one well over the head of Creed Williams over to the tarp area down the right field line. That made Cavadas advance from second to third. Jordan safely into first base off the fourth error of the game by the Delmarva Shorebirds. That is the second against Romero. And Tyler Miller will come to the plate with runners on the corners with 2 away. First pitch to Miller is swung on and missed for and the last time that Romero caused an error was against Tyler Miller. That came back in the first inning. And as the 0-1 pitch to Miller goes low and outside for ball number one. This part of the order, though, today hasn't really seen as much success as they probably wanted to 6-8. Miller has been tired in 2 of the last 3 at-bats. He has a walk today back in the fourth. And Miller will foul off the 1-1 pitch into the screen behind the plate, make the count 1-2. Phillip Sykes is on deck. He is 0-3 today. Jose Garcia 0-4 on the afternoon. So maybe in the last time we get to see 6 through 8, maybe they could come through in a big way in the later innings of this game. The kids chanting, "Go Tyler," here at the ballpark. 1-2 pitch to Tyler Miller, and he takes the pitch low for ball number 2. And those kids are going to be happy to see the great eyes of Tyler Miller to not swing at that pitch. Miller has dropped below the 200 mark, though, on the batting average of 198. 7 home runs on the season, 20 RBIs, and 2-2 pitch. Miller pops it up. It will go over the netting and into section 104 with the foul ball. And now it's a race for it. 4 kids and a dog coming in, and the kid with the purple hat and the purple shirt comes away with it. They were coming from different directions. It was a hard-placed ball, a big guardrail in front of it. 2-2 pitch to Miller, and he pops this one up down the left field line and just to our left, actually, of the press box as it falls in the seats, making the count 2-2. Temperature at the ballpark has creeped up to 84 degrees. Humidity, I would say, is the biggest thing right now here at the ballpark because it's not the sunlight. Almost the whole field covered in shade. 2-2 pitch, and Miller goes down looking on a fastball of 92 miles per hour on the outside corner. And that will strikeouts for Portes in the inning. And that will bring us to the 8th. Salem leads Delmarva by the score of 12-3. We're going to get a new pitcher out of the Salem Red Sox bullpen. It looks as if Blake Lubier is off that injured list and coming into the game for the Red Sox as they try to put the closing marks on this first game of 6 against the Delmarva Shorebirds. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball here on MILB.TV. We're into the 8th inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of 12-3 as a new pitcher is into the game for the Red Sox. And I was right. It was Blake Lubier. Sometimes I get them right. Sometimes I don't. But it's a great sign to see Lubier back out here for the Red Sox as he will throw a pitch over to the pinch hitter as Meyer backhanded throw over to first in time. The shortstop has shown that style today at the sixth position, and he has been playing phenomenal. Marcelo Meyer, a clean game almost on the ground out today for the Salem Red Sox side, but the ground out 6-3 is able to get the inning underway. It was actually supposed to be Heston Kerstad at the plate, but it was a pinch hitter instead coming into the game was number 26, Michael Dason. So that ground out is for the first out of the inning, And now we will see Romero checking or coming up to the bat as he is 0 of 2 today with a pair of pop-ups in the third and the fifth. He swings through on the 0-2 pitch. First pitch went down the middle for strike number one. Wasn't all too happy about that call as he had a conversation with Elliot Melton, but the count now goes to 0-2. Lubia fires the 0-2 pitch, and reaching out and swinging through it is Romero. He went far enough on the check swing, says the home plate umpire of Elliot Melton, and two up and two down. Lubia gets his first strikeout of this appearance. It's always great to see the pitchers come back off the injury list. That is where Blake Lubia had been since June 3rd, but activated today. And he has struggled at times this season, but hopefully as he comes back healthy, he is able to kind of find his stride here in 2022. As now he's requesting for some time to tie his right shoe. We'll take a look at Lubier's numbers. An 0-1 record on the year with a 7.04 ERA. It's 23 innings of work, allowing 34 hits, 18 earned runs. And he fires the first pitch upstairs to Craig for ball number one. He has walked 13 batters and has struck out 17. Not a great number to look at the opponent's batting average, though, of 351, as Craig will foul up the 1-0 pitch on the right field side for strike number one. So one ball and one strike with two away. Lubier trying to make it a 1-2-3 inning for the Red Sox. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It spikes in front of home plate and a good enough block by Garcia with the left shoulder, but it does roll into the backstop, but no need to worry with the base paths being clear. So two balls, one strike, pitches away. This is hit out towards center field. Coming in and stride to make the grab is Phillip Sykes. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Blake Lubier. Welcome back to Salem. A perfect inning from number 21 of the Salem Red Sox. And that brings us to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Salem Red Sox lead the Delmarva Shorebirds by the score of 12-3. One last chance for the Red Sox offense to really put a statement on today's game. You are listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of 12-3. The series will continue tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Eastern Time as the Shorebirds and the Red Sox will play the second game of their six-game series back at the ordinary game time of first pitch of 7.05 p.m. Looking at the forecast, might be some thunderstorms over the next 2 days, so hopefully we're able to stay dry and really have a successful homestead. Remember, 12 games in 13 days for the Salem Red Sox. It will be a busy slate, but it should be a fun one, especially with the first half of the season coming to a close. Portes comes out for another inning of work, and the first pitch that is thrown of the inning actually gets a piece of Phillip Sykes on a fastball inside. So Sykes will get to first base on the free pass. Was just about to mention that he hasn't really been able to get on base all that often today. He got walked in the third inning, but outside of that, he's been retired by the Shorebirds pitching staff. So this will bring Jose Garcia up. He's the only Salem Red Sox batter who has not gotten on base today. Has an opportunity to do so here in the bottom of the eighth. He takes the first pitch down the middle for the strike one call. So Sykes at first base, a dangerous base runner for the Salem Red Sox. And the 0-1 pitch, Garcia rips this down the left field line, but it goes foul just left of the foul line. And it brings the count to 0-2. Well, that was the best hit ball that Jose Garcia has had all day. If it just turned a little bit to the right, who knows what could have happened there. So the count goes 0-2 to Garcia, number 8 batter in the order. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Garcia. Pitch goes outside for ball number 1. Almost no wind here at the ballpark. American flag just sitting still out there in center field. 1-2 pitch to Garcia, and it gets him looking on the outside half of the zone with a strike 3 call. It's the fourth time today that Jose Garcia has gone down in the batter's box. 2 times swinging, 2 times looking, and it's for the first out here of the 8th. Keir Meredith up to bat. He has been retired back-to-back times, but he started off the game with 2 walks in the 2nd and the 3rd. Sykes still at first base for Salem, and first pitch here from Portes will be popped up off the bat of Meredith, falling in hot and the left center gap. The catch is made by Valdez, who calls everyone off to make the grab for the 2nd out of the inning. So after Meredith made 2 on-base appearances to start off the day, it's been 3 straight plate appearances that Meredith has been retired. Back to the top of the order we go. It's Edison Paulino at the plate. 3 walks to start off the day, a home run in the 5th, and then a ground out in the 6th. So believe it or not, he only has 1 of 2 today as Paulino takes the first pitch high and inside for ball number 1. And a home run in the 5th inning was a part of a 4-run 5th by the Red Sox. And now the 1-0 pitch to Paulino will be popped up down the left field side. Craig will jog over to his right side and make the grab for out number 3. So the Salem Red Sox are unable to add on to their lead, but they do have a 12-3 advantage as we head to the top of the 9th inning. The Salem Red Sox are 3 outs away from improving to 29-29 on the season. Can they get the job done? It'll be Blake Lubier at the mound to try to seal the deal on this Tuesday afternoon. That's up next here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the 9th inning, the Red Sox lead the Shorebirds by the score of 12-3. Blake Lubier back in for another inning of work, and he fires a first pitch strike on the way to Frederick Benkosme. It will be 5, 6, and 7, all due up for Delmarva as they have a mountain to climb as the 0-1 pitch spikes in front of home plate, and it gets a piece of the batter and Benkosme. So he will be hit by a pitch, and the leadoff batter will get on as the ball deflected off the dirt and into the right leg of Benkosme. Well, we want to give a shout-out to the first Salem Red Sox to get promoted this season, as Jacob Webb to high A with the Greenville Drive. Congratulations to Jacob Webb, one of our most used pitchers out of the bullpen this season for the Salem Red Sox, as Lubie fires a first pitch ball upstairs, the batter of Isaac De Leon. Runner with a big lead at first base, but Gavada is not covering the bag, as the 1-0 pitch will be fouled towards the backstop to even it at 1-1. An 0-2 day for De Leon. He has been retired every single time up to the plate, but he did get the sacrifice fly pop-up in the fourth inning that was able to score Trennan Craig. At that time, it made it an 8-2 ball game in Salem's favor. 1-1 pitch, and the pitch will go high and inside for ball number two to make the count 2-1. The good news is I think we avoided some serious heat at the ballpark today, staying around the mid-80s for the time being. As a 2-1 pitch is away, and it's upstairs, and the check swing check over at the base path umpire of Chaz Patterson said he did not go through. So a hitter's pitch coming up now for De Leon. 3-1, a hitter's pitch on the way. Lube steps in and fires, and it goes inside for ball number four. And the first two batters of the inning get on successfully, and that causes Jose Garcia to come up to the mound to talk with Lubie. So Ben Cosme had a hit by pitch in the to start off the inning. He goes to second, and De Leon gets walked. So first two batters are aboard, and now Creed Williams, who singled his last time up in the seventh, will step up to the batter's box. On a roster that we got today, it said Lubie was still on the injury list, but he was activated as of today. Apparently this morning, which had to be really early with the 11:05 a.m. start, as Williams will put a chopper down the first base line. It will go foul for strike number one. The time being, some other names that have been on the injury list since the last time we talked. Eduardo Lopez is now on the injury list, making it two outfielders that aren't on the list or who aren't active for the time being. 0-1 pitch. Williams pops it up. This will go just to our left side here, the press box, and out of play, making the count 0-2. And a kid was able to come down with it. I was listening in. He was super excited. He said, I didn't even see it coming my way. It just showed up right in front of me. Which is very convenient if you're trying to retrieve foul balls. 0-2 pitch, and Williams, a hot shot right over the Shorebirds dugout. Everyone at the guardrail taking a duck as it hit the netting right above that first base dugout where Delmarva will call home for these next 6 days. And an 0-2 pitch on the way to Williams, and he foul tips this into the screen behind the plate to keep it at 0-2. Well, the Red Sox, if they're able to hold on and get these three outs and grab their win, it'll be 9 consecutive home wins, and it will improve them to 15-13 on the season at home. At one time, folks, you can just do some quick math there. There was 6-13 here at home. 0-2 pitch right down the middle. Got him looking for the strike three call. One away in the top of the ninth. Lubie picks up strikeout number two of the day. And now he will go against the Shorebirds designated hitter and Steven Acevedo. Estevo at the plate will watch the breaking ball just go inside for ball number one. Estevo is looking for his first hit here in 2022. In the third, eventually scored for Delmarva, but he is struck out looking and popped one up to Tyler Miller. And he popped up the 1-0 pitch down the left field foul line, and Blaze Jordan backpedals and makes the grab for the second out of the inning. And the Shorebirds are down to their last out. Wilkin Gruyow, the catcher for Delmarva, will come to the plate. was walked back in the third inning, but struck out swing and then popped one up on the first pitch of the at-bat. He pops it up. Paulino coming in hot, calls him off, and makes the catch for the 27th out of the game. And the Salem Red Sox go wire to wire in today's action as they take down the Delmarva Shorebirds by the final score of 12-3. And for the ninth straight time this season, the Salem Red Sox have won at home. What an achievement this has been. It ties for the third longest home winning streak in all of Salem baseball history. And they will have an opportunity to continue to move its way on up. And that record, the magic number, folks, is 11 straight home wins. So they need to win three more to take down that honor. But for the Salem Red Sox, this is a huge win for the team because it gets them to 29-29. It keeps them within a game and a half of the Carolina League North Division lead. And it just means so much for this team as the Salem Red Sox, who get to snap a six-game losing streak as well with today's effort. So the Red Sox grab a big win. They take this one 12-3 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Our Blue Eagle Credit Union player of the game today is Edison Paulino. His on-base appearances were just marvelous. Four straight on-base appearances today, including a home run in the fifth inning. He starts off the week strong for the Salem Red Sox, has been the leadoff guy all off this 12-game homestead with a great showing today. The Salem Red Sox take this one 12-3 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. We're going to step aside for a few moments, and then we will come back to really recap today's action and get you set for not only Wednesday, but for the rest of the week that ahead for us between the Salem Red Sox and the Delmarva Shorebirds. 12-3 is your final score. The Salem Red Sox with another win in front of the home crowd. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Salem Red Sox take down the Delmarva Shorebirds in game one of this six-game series and 12-game homestead. Well, the Red Sox did a solid job in the early going, grabbing up two runs in the bottom of the first inning, and not only get that early lead. Delmarva did cut it close, though, in the top of the third with a run to cut that two-run deficit in half, but the Red Sox might have had one of the best innings we have seen in quite some time. Six runs in the bottom of the third. We saw a combined 12 at-bats during that frame, and that really put the Red Sox out of the distance of the Shorebirds. And while Delmarva picked up a run in the fourth and in the fifth, it was an 8-3 game, and maybe Delmarva was seeking to come back into this one a bit, but Salem pretty much put it to bed with a four-run effort in the bottom of the fifth inning that got us to our final score of 12-3. And believe it or not, we actually had 3.5 innings of no offense after 15 runs in the first five innings of play. Improves them to 29-29 on the year, while their home record also improves a great deal, as now with that win, they improve to 15-13 at home, a winning record at home, as they now have that losing record on the road, and that adds up to a .500 record. And the biggest thing about the Salem Red Sox from here on out is no longer about the record. You can kind of throw that out the window. What matters the most is games back or games ahead. And right now, they are a game and a half back of the Carolina Mudcats, the Fredericksburg Nationals, and the Lynchburg Killcats. All those things matter for the Salem Red Sox from here on out. But the best thing you can do when you're trying to come back against three teams is you just take care of your business. And that's exactly what the Salem Red Sox did today. They came out strong offensively. They also got a good effort from Weikelman Gonzalez, and the bullpen also pinched well. You got to give your hats off to Graham Hoffman and Blake Lubier as well, as they pitched a combined four scoreless innings. A great job to start off the homestead. Didn't know what side of Salem we were going to see at the beginning of this six-game series, importantly, because they just got swept in a six-game series down in Charleston. But we did talk to our Beluga Credit Union player of the game, Edison Paulino. By the way, check that interview out on our social media outlets, talking about how he's very fortunate to be in this situation. It's a new league, new opportunities at times, and the team is just playing phenomenal here at home. Well, to mention it, at the end of the game, a 9-game win streak at home ties him with the third highest in all of Salem baseball history. So we are officially on record watch, folks. Let's see if the Salem Red Sox can get to that ultimate 12 straight wins at home, which will set a brand new franchise record within this city. Only 9 hits tonight for Salem, but the 12 runs are great on their end. They only gave up 4 hits as well to the Shorebirds, only costing 1 error as well. We'll see how the Shorebirds get better on the fielding side of it as well, as they committed 4 errors in today's game and only put 3 runs up on the board. But the Salem Red Sox grab another win here at Salem Memorial Ballpark as they take down the Delmarva Shorebirds 12-3 on this early Tuesday action in the morning and the afternoon. Salem Red Hot. And that will do from our coverage today here on MILB.TV. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you so much for joining us today as the Salem Red Sox win their 9th straight home game, a 12-3 win over the Delmarva Shorebirds. They will be back in action tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m., right back here on MILB.TV. So make sure to tune in out as they try to move the winning streak into double figures. Have a great rest of your day, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night from Salem Memorial Ballpark.